Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're unpacking something a listener actually brought to us, the story of Stephen Baldwin. You flagged him as, well, a really interesting figure, and we dove into this piece from Christian Culture News. It's called Stephen Baldwin, the Outspoken Jesus Freak of Hollywood.
Yeah, that's the one, trying to really get a handle on his story.
Exactly. What makes it so compelling?
And Stephen Baldwin, yeah. For a lot of people, that name immediately brings up, like, 90s Hollywood, and the Baldwin family, of course.
Right, the whole dynasty. Alec, Daniel, William. Quite the family presence.
Definitely. A real force in entertainment.
And it's interesting because, you know, long before his faith became such a defining thing, Stephen was already building his own acting career.
Absolutely.
You probably remember him from The Usual Suspects, Biodome.
Oh, yeah, Biodome. Classic.
Or even like the voice of Barney Rubble Jr. in the Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas. So he was definitely out there establishing himself early on.
He really was carving out his own space, wasn't he? Even with that famous last name, he went for some varied roles, showed he could do comedy, drama.
Proving he was more than just, you know, one of Baldwin brothers.
Exactly. More than just part of the group.
Which I think brings us nicely to the main point of this deep dive. We want to understand how Stephen Baldwin has so, well, openly woven his Christian faith into his Hollywood work and public life.
And the reactions to that.
Yeah.
Because there definitely have been reactions.
For sure. Okay, so maybe let's start with that family context. Set the scene a bit.
Good idea. I mean, when you talk about Stephen, you kind of have to look at the whole Baldwin picture in Hollywood. The Christian Culture News article touches on this.
Right.
His brothers, Alec, William, Daniel, they've all had their own careers, their own paths in the industry.
And Alec, as the article notes, probably has the most sort of mainstream recognition.
Yeah, I'd say so. From 30 Rock, which was huge, to big films like The Hunt for Red October or The Departed. Really diverse stuff.
And what I found interesting in the article was how, even with that shared name, that built-in spotlight, Stephen seemed to be forging his own path quite early. It mentions him often taking on eccentric and unconventional roles.
That's a great point. It does feel like he was maybe trying to establish a separate identity within that family brand, even before the faith aspect became so prominent.
Yeah, like setting himself apart somehow.
Right. It shows how, even within a famous family, individuals still work to define themselves. And for Stephen, that definition became really deeply tied to his spiritual beliefs later on.
Which, yeah, put him on a noticeably different track compared to his siblings, as we'll probably get into.
Definitely.
So let's get into that pivotal shift then, his faith journey. The article highlights the late 1990s as this key moment. What seemed to trigger that big change?
Well, according to the article, this move towards Christianity in the late 90s wasn't like completely out of nowhere. It apparently followed a time described as involving, you know, personal struggles and spiritual exploration.
Ah, okay. So less of a sudden lightning bolt, maybe more of a process.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, more of a gradual realization. The article really emphasizes that this turning point had a huge impact on his personal values and, importantly for us, his career choices and how he presented himself publicly.
And you definitely see that playing out. The article talks about him getting involved in faith-based projects, being vocal about Christian values. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a private thing. He actively brought it into his professional life. You mentioned finding this part interesting when you suggested the topic. What struck you about that integration?
Well, it's the sheer boldness of it, I suppose, to so openly embrace something that could be seen as polarizing, especially in an industry that often, you know, prefers a kind of broad appeal, maybe a bit more neutrality.
Right. Keep everyone happy.
Exactly. So if you look at the bigger picture, it shows how a major personal change can make someone completely reevaluate their purpose, their priorities, especially under the Hollywood microscope. His faith essentially gave him a new lens for his career and public role.
Which leads us straight into the challenges, doesn't it? The difficulties of being so outspoken about faith in Hollywood. The article mentions this directly, the scrutiny and backlash from peers and the media. That sounds tough.
It really does. And it sort of makes you think about the cultural dynamics within entertainment. You hear a lot about diversity, but openly expressing certain religious views, particularly in a very vocal way, well, it can still be met with skepticism.
Or even outright opposition, maybe.
Yeah, the article mentions him facing skepticism and dismissal. And that obviously has potential consequences, both personal and professional.
But the piece also makes a point of highlighting his resilience, his commitment despite those challenges. It sounds like he wasn't easily swayed.
No, not at all. And that resilience is, I think, key to understanding why he remains so outspoken.
It suggests a really deep conviction, doesn't it? Something that, for him, outweighed the potential downsides.
Absolutely. It points to a real alignment between what he believes and how he acts in public. He wasn't going to back down.
Okay, let's talk about that Jesus freak label. That's a, well, it's a charged term. The article spends some time on how Baldwin actually embraced it, almost like he took it back.
That's exactly the impression I got. It's fascinating, really. He takes this term, which could easily be used negatively, and flips it into a badge of honor, as the article puts it.
So what does it mean in this context?
The article explains it as someone openly devoted to Christianity, often in a manner that may seem unconventional within mainstream culture. So for Baldwin, it seems to represent his commitment, his steadfastness, in an environment often seen as secular.
And the article mentions his appearance on The View back in 2006 as a key moment where he really shared his faith openly.
Yeah, that sounds like a big one. Putting it out there on a major platform, talking about how faith changed his life.
Which must have solidified that Jesus freak image for a lot of people.
No doubt. And that kind of public sharing, as the article notes, it's complex. It likely resonated strongly with some viewers, but probably drew criticism from others too, especially within Hollywood.
Yeah, embracing a label like that comes with baggage, potential criticism.
For sure. Particularly in such a diverse and sometimes cynical industry.
And then there's the tattoo, the Worship Jesus tattoo. That's definitely a statement. The article calls it a striking symbol of his faith. You don't see that kind of thing every day, especially not on celebrities.
No, you really don't. It's very public, very permanent. The article stresses it wasn't just like a whim. It reflects that pivotal moment when he embraced Christianity.
A constant reminder for him, maybe.
Yeah.
And a clear message to everyone else.
Exactly. A message about what's fundamentally important to him.
It's interesting how the article positions it as a display of authenticity and conviction in an industry often seen as, well, a bit superficial or manufactured. He's literally wearing his faith on his sleeve.
Or, well, his shoulder, I think. But yeah.
Right. What do you think the impact of something that visible is?
Well, tying it back to the Jesus freak idea, the tattoo definitely cranks up the volume on that message. It's this unambiguous public statement that really challenges the usual norms around expressing religious belief, especially for someone so high profile.
So it connects with people who share his beliefs.
The article suggests that, yeah, it fosters connection with like-minded folks, while maybe making others pause, reflect, or perhaps even feel uncomfortable if they hold different views.
Okay, so moving beyond these personal expressions, the label, the tattoo, how has Baldwin actively, you know, advocated for his beliefs within the Hollywood system itself? The article talks about his efforts there.
Yeah, it highlights him playing an active role in trying to bridge the gap between faith and entertainment.
How so?
Mostly by deliberately choosing to be in Christian-themed films and TV shows. It's presented as a conscious choice to use his platform to spread messages of hope and redemption, as the article says.
So he's not just waiting for roles. He's seeking out projects that align with his values.
Exactly. He's actively involved.
Mm.
And the article also mentions his public speaking, doing outreach at Christian events.
Okay.
So he's sharing his own story, pushing for faith to be included in creative work, and telling other artists, basically, that you don't have to compromise your values to succeed in Hollywood.
Right. So he's really positioning himself as a vocal advocate within that specific faith-based segment of the entertainment world.
That seems to be the picture the article paints, yes.
Now, with such an open, often unwavering stance, what's the overall public perception been? And the media reaction. The article mentions contrasting views, which suggests it hasn't been simple.
No, definitely not simple.
Yeah.
The article describes a pretty polarized response. Mm. On one hand, you have supporters who apparently see him as inspirational and courageous.
People who admire him for standing up for his beliefs.
Right, especially in an environment they might see as hostile or resistant to that kind of open faith. They probably connect with his perceived authenticity, his strong convictions.
But then the other side, as we've kind of touched on, the media portrayal hasn't always been positive.
No. The article points out that critics often frame him as more controversial. And it notes a tendency sometimes to focus on moments that could be seen as divisive or maybe extreme.
Why do you think that happens? Is it just about him or something bigger?
The article suggests it taps into a wider societal tension, really, about the place of faith in public life.
Okay.
Baldwin's very visible, very vocal Christianity kind of becomes a lightning rod. It draws strong reactions, positive and negative. It really underscores that complex mix of celebrity, religion, and public opinion. Outspoken faith gets noticed and scrutinized.
So lastly, where might things be heading? The article talks about Baldwin recently shifting towards more explicitly faith-based projects. What does that imply for his career going forward?
Well, the article puts forward the idea that this shift is quite strategic, that it caters to what it calls a growing demand for spiritually themed content.
So there's an audience for it.
Apparently so. And by focusing on projects that align directly with his faith, Baldwin might be tapping into that significant audience looking for stories that reflect their values.
And his name recognition could help there.
That's what the article suggests, yeah. His established name plus his, you know, genuine conviction could be real assets in that particular space.
So does that mean we might see him less in mainstream Hollywood films and more as a key figure in this faith-based entertainment niche?
That definitely seems to be the direction described in the article, yes. It even floats the possibility of him playing a part in, quote, reshaping the representation of faith in contemporary cinema.
Wow, okay. By bringing that recognizable face and commitment to those projects.
Exactly. It's an interesting potential trajectory.
So yeah, bringing this deep dive kind of full circle, looking at Stephen Baldwin through this Christian Culture news article really does shine a light on that compelling intersection of personal faith and a Hollywood career.
Hmm.
It's clearly a story that resonated with you, our listener who suggested it, and it's easy to see why.
Absolutely. His choices, his experiences, they really provide a fascinating case study. How does someone navigate the pressures, the expectations of a really tough industry while trying to stay true to these deeply held beliefs?
It's not always a smooth ride, is it?
No, definitely not. As we've seen, it comes with its own specific challenges, but also perhaps its own rewards for him.
It really makes you think, though, beyond just Hollywood, how do people in all kinds of fields handle that balance between their personal beliefs, whatever they are, and their professional lives?
That's a great question.
And what does it really mean to be authentic, to embrace your identity publicly, especially if your beliefs are maybe seen as unconventional?
Yeah, outside the mainstream.
Definitely something to chew on as we all kind of navigate faith, identity, authenticity in the world today. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.